When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
What time is it?
Ba-ba-da-ba. You're locked into the flagship, an Ole Miss podcast powered by College Corner.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com.
Welcome in to this Thursday edition of the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. We've got a special guest today. One of the very best in the business. We are going to talk NIL, we're going to talk recruiting, get into that space a little bit and how it's just constantly evolving. And a lot of big moves are being made by some big time brands, marquee names. And one in particular that has reached out to one Jackson Dart. Before I bring in our guest, I want to remind you, this show each and every day is brought to you by our good friends at College Corner. Three locations now, Oxford, Ridgeland, Flowood, all in the state of Mississippi. If you cannot get to one of those locations, you can check them out at collegecornerstore.com. Scott and the folks take care of us, and they will take care of you. All right, so without further ado, let's bring in our man, Pete Nakos, business and transfer portal reporter for On3. Pete, good morning. It's week zero. We're buzzing already, right?
Yeah. What's going on, man? How are you?
Good. I'm good. Doing a little win total prep on our show last night, picking some spicy numbers there, trying to see who's going to go over, who's going to go under. But week one, obviously next week, Ole Miss will be on the field taking on Furman. But before we get into some game week talk and just overall season talk with Ole Miss and the expectations, big move for Jackson Dart this week as Beats by Dre coming back to college football again, and this time rolling out a pretty hefty NIL package for several marquee names in the sport, Dart being one of them.
Yeah, I mean, Beats comes back again, right? They had 15 last year. They had 11 this year. Jackson Dart joins Shador Sanders, Jonte Cook, the Texas wide receiver with over like 300,000 social media followers. Other guys on there, Jalen Milroe, Caleb Downs, Riley Leonard. As you guys obviously saw in the videos and stuff, they're all wearing team branded headphones and then also just like their team branded apparel. That all happened through Beats made a deal with Learfield, so that's how that kind of came together. Obviously, probably one of the more lucrative NIL campaigns of this preseason headed into the fall. Jackson Dart continues to rack up some really big time deals.
I saw that Jalen Milroe and DJ Uiagalelei gifted their teammates.
Yeah,
the headphones, is that something that every player will do, or is it like a choice? Do you know anything about that?
No, I mean, that's something everyone will do. I mean, I think it had a lot to do with the fact, right? Like DJ kicks off the season in 2 days. He wanted to give them before they went over to Dublin and things like that. So maybe it'll be before a big game this season. Maybe it's, right before week one, things like that. But yeah, that'll be in the mix for everyone. So if we got any Ole Miss players on here, I think you will have a nice pair of new Beats headphones coming your way shortly.
Do you know if this question is going to be asked? It's already been asked on our message board, and it might be a good good little lucrative venture for all the collectives. Will these be for sale for fans or whoever to buy?
You know, I've had so many people ask me that. I have yet to get that answer. I will try to get the answer. I will reach out, but I don't have an answer just yet.
Yeah.
Do you think they'd be big sellers?
I mean, I think so. I mean, look, if you slap a team logo on anything, people are going to buy it. I haven't had any of the recent Beats headphones. I had like the first generation Beats way back in the day, and they're good headphones.
Oh yeah. 100%.
They're great.
I got my AirPods right here. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No free ads here for Beats.
No free ads.
But I know people are gonna ask that. And yeah, I mean, you see a lot of these collectives doing these, you know, revenue streams where, you know, our title sponsor, College Corner, you can leave a tip whenever you go there and it'll go straight to the Grove Collective. I figure, you know, maybe if Beats wants to do that, then that would be an easy win for collectives all over the country.
100%. Just a lot of coordination has to obviously go into that.
Yeah. So yeah, with these, like, Beats is a big deal. I mean, Dr. Dre is Dr. Dre. I mean, he's a hip hop guy. He's a business mogul, but I mean, he's a household name. Everybody knows who Dr. Dre is. That's a big time brand.
Yeah.
We know about the private jet deals. You know, Jackson Dart has one. I've seen some other quarterbacks have picked them up. Without, you know, revealing any surprises or any, you know, big time reveals, do you know of any other large brands that are venturing into the NIL space or thinking about it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few coming up that I've heard of that sound pretty big. I mean, but you know, the big theme so far the last few weeks has just been a lot of like repeat spenders, right? Like, Athletic Brewing came back yesterday with Quinn Ewers. They used to have CJ Stroud, and I want to say they had Bryce Young too. And then obviously Beats has come back again and again. Bose is back. So a lot of like the bigger ones that like you kind of count on every year back, we have yet to really see anything this summer leading into the fall where I'm like, oh, like that's a major spender who hasn't been around recently. So I think that we're also in a really interesting period right now with NIL, right? Everyone's just so focused on these roster value deals. That's where like most of the money comes from. And then you also have the impending house settlement. Like, I think for a brand to want to spend right now, they either have to have experience in NIL or someone's going to have to hold their hand for them to really get involved.
Moving over to talking more football here. It's honestly, it's kind of hard to make your way around the internet these days without hearing about Ole Miss and seeing these college football playoff projections.
Right.
We've talked a lot on our show recently about kind of the biggest hurdles for Ole Miss this season, which games are the most important, which games will you learn the most about Ole Miss. In your opinion, you know, Georgia's the obvious one.
Right.
But outside of that, which ones do you anticipate, you know, kind of a, you know, oh, like, you know, Ole Miss has arrived, or, you know, Ole Miss is almost there, but they're not, you know, which game do you think you'll learn the most about this team?
So they play, correct me if I'm wrong here, Zach, right? Don't they play LSU almost every season?
LSU this year.
I think they won last year, right? I felt like that was kind of like, not the arrival, but I felt like that was like a really big statement win, beating Jaden Daniels. That went to overtime, if I recall correctly. I feel like if they can like put the hurt on LSU, like if they like really, you know, make a statement against LSU, then I think that's one game I kind of have an eye on where I'm like, okay, like maybe that they can really like compete with the big dogs. Because you're almost having two conversations at the same time when you talk about Ole Miss and the college football playoff. It's, are they good enough to get in? And then are they good enough to actually get in and like make a run for the whole thing? So if we're having a conversation about like them actually competing in the college football playoff, I think they got to beat a team like LSU, like not handedly, not by like three scores, but they got to look impressive. They got to look like they have like a good grip on LSU. So that's one game. And then obviously I think getting in, I think Georgia is going to be a huge hurdle. I think you could probably lose two or three games this year and still get in. But they're going to have to be quality losses. They can't be like a surprise loss in the opening weeks of the season.
Yeah, that's one thing that we talked about on our show last night was, you know, how much will the committee weigh a quality loss versus quality wins, or, you know, points given up, point differential, all that. I mean, there's so many factors, and I feel like the committee kind of changes what matters most each year. I agree with you on the LSU game. I think it's a massive opportunity, not only for this team, but for the program. I don't think a lot of people realize that, you know, non-Ole Miss fans or national people that aren't plugged in, but Ole Miss has not won in Baton Rouge since 2008.
Yeah.
So it's been a minute, but you talk about winning that kind of game handedly, or, you know, winning by 10, 13 points. This is a year where I think outside of the LSU game, and they could be, depending on, you know, if I anticipate Ole Miss to be undefeated at that point, there's a good chance Ole Miss is favored in every game this year outside of Georgia.
Yeah. No, there's a real good chance. And you know, Zach, I think the other thing, like if you're looking for a barometer throughout the season, is look at those SEC standings. Like, I don't know if they're going to make the college. I don't know if they'll make the SEC title game, right? That's obviously very different now with just the top two teams going in. And I think there's some things outside of Ole Miss's control, right? Like, how does Alabama look? Does Missouri, like, live up to the hype? Is Brady Cook going to deliver? Things like that. Like, Ole Miss can't deliver those questions. What Ole Miss can do, though, is win football games and have themselves in a good position come November. It also means, too, like, they're going to, like, the Egg Bowl is going to have some importance. Like, it always has huge importance for pride and bragging rights. But I think, like, that's going to be one of those games where you're going to just have to, like, walk in and really just have your plan put together. And you got to get that win one way or the other. Like, if you're going in with two losses, like, that's going to be a must-win situation to, like, really still have a case to make the college football playoff.
Yeah. Coaches always say, you know, hey, we can't just roll our helmet out on the field and expect to win type stuff. Right. You know, the coach speak, but honestly, that's Ole Miss's. That's kind of the MO this year for Ole Miss, where it's like, hey, like, you are no longer the hunter. Like, you are the hunted now.
Yeah.
And there are games, like road games, like South Carolina, for instance. Williams-Brice is a house of horrors. It can be rowdy. That fan base is crazy. They will show out no matter if South Carolina is 9-1 or they're 1-9. They will be there. That's a game Ole Miss has to go and just win.
Yeah. The one thing I really like about Ole Miss too, that maybe hasn't been talked about enough, is love Jackson Dart. Think he can compete for a Heisman. Worst case scenario though, right? If he has to miss a game or something, I think there's a lot of confidence right there with Walker Howard. I think he can step in and play pretty well on a good sized stage. So he already has a year under his belt in this Ole Miss offense. This will be year two. I think having a backup quarterback that you really have some confidence in it can make all the difference, especially when we're going to talk about the longest season in college football history.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. I mentioned South Carolina. I think the Florida game is kind of in the similar vein, where it's, you know, what does that Florida team look like in November? Is Billy Napier still the coach?
Right.
Is is Graham Mertz still a quarterback, or is there, you know, some DJ Lagway noise because you know, they're struggling? Those are games that I think Ole Miss has to go in, and you know, whether it's fair or unfair, you know, the Lane Kiffin can't win the big one thing is still there. You know, he's beaten ranked teams, but there's always, it seems to be some kind of caveat where, well, you beat a top 10 Kentucky, but then they ended up being pretty average, you know. Well,
100%.
Yeah, you beat A&M when, you know, they were ranked, but then, you know, Jimbo flames out. You know, there's always some kind of, you know, asterisk or, you know, fine print to each one.
Yeah.
And yeah, I agree. I think the LSU game is a really big opportunity for Ole Miss to go on the road and make a statement, because you know, LSU is going to be
good.
They have to replace a lot, but there's a lot of buzz with Nussmeier and, you know, what they've got up front on the offensive line. And, so that's an interesting game, because I'm kind of with you where you said Ole Miss has to go down there and win handedly. I have a sneaky, sneaky gut feeling that Ole Miss can get it done, because the last time that Ole Miss won in 08, it was a beatdown. I mentioned Florida. I do want to ask you this, and we're going to tie in some NIL and portal stuff into this question. That week is going to, no matter what Florida looks like, it is inevitable. There will be Lane Kiffin to Florida rumors.
Oh, yes.
Without a doubt. We touched on this on our show last night. I'm of the opinion that in this era of NIL and transfer portal, I don't think a coach like Lane Kiffin has to go to Florida anymore. And he's kind of proven it at Ole Miss, where he can get guys. I mean, hell, they got Prince Umamielen to leave Florida to go to Ole Miss. They get Walter Nolan to leave Texas A&M to go to Ole Miss. If this was 10, 15 years ago, it would be a completely different conversation, in my opinion. But now, I mean, Ole Miss is paying Lane Kiffin more than Florida's paying Billy Napier. And I just think with the wrinkle of the portal and NIL and how the Grove Collective has things rolling, you know, I don't really think that it's, some people think it's just a home run, you know. Kiffin will go. Like, if they fire Napier, then he'll just, I don't know. It's still a good job. Now, it's a weird one. There's only been two guys that have won big there. But what's your take on, you know, the Florida Kiffin rumor and kind of how it compares to Ole Miss or other SEC jobs?
You know, it's tough to answer that question, because Ole Miss is rolling right now, right? Like, you can't deny what Walker Jones has going on with that collective, the support Lane has from administration, the roster he's built, the defensive structure where he can just rely on Pete Golding to do a lot. And I mean, obviously Lane is the head coach, but he also can know that he can rely on Pete Golding on the defensive side of the ball, and he can spend a little bit more time looking at the offense, which he obviously loves to do. I think Ole Miss is great right now for Lane Kiffin. I do wonder, though, if when Florida is rolling, there's nothing like it, right? Like, that is just the one caveat to all of this that is going to stay in the back of my mind throughout the season, of if this job opens, I'm going to be surprised if Lane somehow, one way or the other, doesn't maybe try to get his hat in there. So that's what I'll be watching. I think that the NIL operation at Florida has struggled at times. We all know the Jaden Rashada situation, which is definitely back. At the same time, though, you bring someone in like Lane who knows what it needs to look like. I'm not exactly I'm sure that Lane could get things rolling there. So we'll see how it all goes. I do think he has things rolling right now at Ole Miss. I like what he has going. Does Billy Napier even get fired? I mean, that's a conversation for a different show, but what I will say is that the administration there has really changed in the last few weeks. And the guy who hired Scott Strickland is back as the interim president. And I'm not really sure if who will have the right to fire Billy Napier and how that will come to be. So, and what if they go out and beat Miami? So, I think we just kind of have to see what happens at this point right now. But you make some good points about how I think Lane could be coaxed into staying at Ole Miss.
Yeah, we ask this question a lot with coaches, and it seems to never matter. Coaches are wired differently. They always want a challenge. They want to prove something. But at this point, you know, getting $9.5 million a year, you ask the question, you know, do you really need more money? You know, if Florida were to put together some kind of package that was just a little bit more with the being settled in Oxford now, you know, his kids are there, you know, going on year five, which is an eternity nowadays in college football with coaches, you know, how does that factor in? You know, and people think like, well, Kiffin loves to fish. He loves going down to the beach. Well, you know, Gainesville's not close to the water. Like, it's not a beach. So I don't know. It's always going to be there. It's always going to linger. And it's just because Kiffin's just kind of like one of those names, right? He's always going to be mentioned in pretty much every job search. And that's partly because of who his agent is. But yeah, I don't know. It's quite a fascinating, you know.
The one thing I'll just jump in real quick and say, Zach, is does Lane believe he can win a national championship at Ole Miss? I think this season will say a lot. We'll see how it goes.
That's big. Yeah. Because, you know, I mean, that's the mountaintop, you know. That's
And when he sits down at the end of the season and evaluates, does he say, okay, we did a lot, but we could take in another step? Or does he say, like, I feel like this is the furthest that we could have gone? And I think that will be the answer to a lot of people's questions.
Yeah. And I mentioned the portal and NIL being so important. But, I mean, also now with the playoff being 12 teams, I mean, that changes things too. Because when it was just four teams, I mean, that probably wired dudes a little different when looking at prospective guys.
Yep.
You know, now it's just, you know, hey, just be a top 12 team, be a top 11, you know, 10 team, and you're in.
I mean, they Ole Miss could be a 6 seed or 7 seed and host someone in round one, and then next thing they know, they're in the quarterfinal. So, yeah, it's why we love college football. It's the pageantry, and now it's also this expanded 12-team college football playoff.
All right, final question here for you. Put you on the hot seat.
How many
SEC teams do you think get into the playoff this year?
I'm going with three to four. I don't know if I have my exact three. I think it has to do with how the Big 12 and ACC play out. But I think the most you're going to see is three. Maybe four. But I think if the Big Ten has another really good season too, right, you get your four top get in, right, as the buys, and then you get your three, and then next thing you know, you'd be at like, well, that's maybe two or three for the SEC.
Okay. I'm like leaning, like if you put 3.5,
Over.
One thing that's crazy, and look, it's the premier program in college football these days. Georgia has to seemingly play the other three top teams in the conference.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I mean, Georgia's got a really tough schedule, man. There's a few back-to-back weeks where you're like, oh, I mean, they got to play Bama. They got to play Texas. I mean, I think at Kentucky could be a secret early season matchup for them. There's not going to be very many breaks for Georgia this season.
Yeah, you get the Alabama game early. So that, you know.
Yeah.
If Georgia were to somehow lose to Alabama early, I mean, after that, it's, you know, no more slip-ups. You got to basically run the table if you want to get that bye or feel comfortably in.
Right.
But. Yeah, I mean, a season where you have to play Alabama, Ole Miss, and Texas. It's pretty.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah, if anybody can navigate it, you know, Georgia's the one to do it.
Yeah.
But that is something that I think is not getting talked about enough. Everybody just kind of assumes like, wow, you know, Georgia will win. You know?
Right.
I know that
they're replacing a lot as well.
Yeah.
So.
But Yeah, I mean, like, when people are not even hesitating to take the over on the 10.5 win total, I mean, that's pretty wild. I guess what else you got going on in the NIL portal space that you've been kind of working on?
Yeah, you know, just trying to get ready for the season. That's been a lot for me, and just trying to figure out recruiting for the 2025 cycle. It's kind of like ramping up but wrapping down all at the same time. So just trying to, I mean, we've had some really top-tier offensive tackles commit. We're definitely commanding some of the higher NIL packages, so tracking that down, trying to be on top of that. And then, yeah, next thing we know, it's going to be college football season and flip season. So no stopping now, but that's how we like it. And I got to be honest with you, I'm really looking forward to December and the transfer portal opening back up.
It's gonna be wild. As we say on the show, recruiting never sleeps, and the portal and NIL, it's definitely made this industry narcoleptic, to say the least. I mean, it's crazy, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I think it's great.
Yeah, it's great. It's fun. It's something new every day. It's hard to can you complain? So
I mean, you had Ole Miss and Texas added dudes yesterday. So,
happy August.
That's our man Pete Nakos, On3's college sports business and transfer portal reporter, one of the busiest dudes in the game. We appreciate you joining us, and we'll talk again soon, buddy.
Sounds good. See you, Zach.
All right, that's going to do it for the flagship. We will have more coming for you this week as well. As we have our win totals podcast and a little bit more of an in-depth preview for Ole Miss and the expectations. But we appreciate Pete coming on. Thanks again to College Corner. We also appreciate Roback. Go check out roback.com. Use promo code JUICE for 20% off. And then also Homefield Apparel. Check them out, homefieldapparel.com. VIP boxes are going to be back in stock soon. Make sure you get one. And when you do, use promo code LASTDANCE24, you get 15% off. Some cool stuff in there. And then always our OG sponsor, USA Benefits Group, Drew Moak, will get you cutting those health insurance premiums down 20 to 30%. Give them a call, 601-953-8449, and get your free quote today. So for Pete over there at HQ, I'm Zach. This has been the flagship. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.